the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you're able to join us this morning. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Great to have you back again. You've been on the road again, so good to have you here.
Thanks. A little traveling going on. We have a really good show for you this morning, and it's very timely. Our guest this morning is Kurt Haling, a partner with Albertson Haling CPAs here in Appleton and in Green Bay. We're going to be talking tax planning, year-end adjustments, and what's coming up in 2016. And with that, we're going to say good morning to Mr. Haling. Good morning, Kurt.
Morning, Tony. Morning, Randy. How are you guys doing?
So far, so good. Have you here this morning, Kurt.
Good to be here again. Hey, I got a story for you guys, too.
Oh, you're going to start out with a story?
I got a story for you guys.
Okay,
it's coming up on Christmas season, but it was only about 6 weeks ago that we had Halloween. And I was waiting for the Halloween trick-or-treaters to come, and I had a group of five kids come up to the door. Two little girls, they were dressed up like Disney princesses, really cute and everything, and then two other boys that were dressed up. One was Batman, the other one was Superman, and then this other boy comes up, and he's got a little suit and tie on and everything. He's got a briefcase with him, and so we're getting the candy out, and I says, well, I know, I got a four-year-old daughter. I know who the Disney princesses are, and growing up, I knew Batman, Superman was, but I looked at the other one, and I says, boy, what are you supposed to be? And he looks at me dead in the eye. He says, I'm with the IRS. I'm here to help. He took 40% of my candy, stuck it in his briefcase, and didn't say thank you.
That's pretty good. Okay. That's good. That's a good way to start the show this morning.
Yeah, best lead line as that is, hi, I'm from the IRS, and I'm here to help.
Now, that story came. I've got to get credits where it's due. I was at a seminar about a month ago, and there was an IRS person speaking, and the IRS person actually told that story.
That's funny. Great. That's a good story. That's great. That's even better. So tell us about your firm, Albertson Haling. Kurt, what do you do there? What's your background, and what do you specialize in?
Well, we're Albertson Haling CPAs. We're a full-service CPA firm working with individual small businesses throughout the Valley and Green Bay. We've got two offices, Valley, Green Bay, and the size of businesses that we're working with are anything from a one-man shop, maybe somebody's doing part-time businesses, or maybe they just quit their day job, for instance, to our biggest clients are doing 10 million, 12 million sales with about 50, 60, 70 employees.
And how long have you been in business, Kurt?
We've had the CPA firm going since 1998, so not quite 20 years now.
And you have your full range accounting firm. You provide tax services and budgeting and
tax advisory services, planning, budgeting. We do get involved with investments through Woodbury Financial. We get involved with a lot of things on the individual side, but also on the business side. You know, everything from payroll, sales tax,
mergers,
accounting. We do some mergers, acquisitions, buying, selling of businesses, and work with business owners. Either on the front end or the back end of their business life.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you said you're located in Nina. Whereabouts is that?
Actually, it's town of Menasha. We're on American Drive, so it's town of Menasha off an Appleton exit with a Nina address, so it's kind of Never Never Land.
I understand that. Yeah, been out there.
Yeah, it's kind of south of Pierce Manufacturing, about a half a mile.
Exactly. Yeah. Just south of Pierce. If you get to Reister and Schnell, you're too far.
All right.
Well, real quickly, what is a business owner supposed to do at this time of the year? We're going to get into that a little deeper in the show, but in a general way, what is a business owner supposed to do this time of the year?
Well, a couple things a business owner needs to think about this time of the year is, one, take a review of where 2015 has come in from an income and expense standpoint. Where are you sitting? Where are you looking at from a tax standpoint? And those are conversations you should be having with the accountant right now. My personal opinion, if the accountant hasn't reached out to you and at least asked the question, what's going on this year and do we need to sit down for tax planning, you probably need to look for a different accountant, because the accountant should be proactive in working with the business owner from that standpoint, so you're not leaving money on the table or giving that extra 40% to uncle that you don't need to be. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of things that you can do. You know, we can talk about, get into a lot of detail on some of these things later on in the show. But the thing the business owner needs to do is have at least a reasonably accurate profit loss statement and a balance sheet. And on that income statement, be able to say, okay, what else is going to happen before the end of the year? And, for instance, from an equipment standpoint, maybe you look at, okay, what do we need to buy before the end of the year? What's on the wish list? Do I want to do anything for my employees? Do I want to take a bonus out for myself? Do I need to take a bonus out? Have I funded my retirement plan fully? Are the things that I can do from that standpoint? And then at the same time, start looking at 2016 so that you can start from a budgeting standpoint as far as capital expenditures, any borrowing that's going to be necessary. In addition to that, taking a look at, you know, what's on the horizon for your industry. Do you expect sales to go up, down, sideways? What do you got in the hopper as far as new customers or anything like that?
Now, are there any big tax deductions people should be aware of before the end of the year? We got about 2 weeks left before the end of the year.
Well, the big one that we talk about with people is what's called Section 179. That's not anything that you necessarily need to remember the code section for, but what it is, it's the first year write-off for purchasing equipment. And okay, this is the time of year when truck sales and equipment sales typically go through the roof, because what will happen is, typically, the last few years, it's been as much as $500,000 that you can take in equipment purchases for a first-year write-off. And there's some quirks and limitations to that, but that's the general rule. So right now, what's happened is every year that number needs to get extended or it falls back to $25,000. They haven't officially extended it yet. We expect them to, probably within the next week or so.
Just before the year end.
Just before the year end. They do this every year and kick the can down the road, and we've gotten to the point where we almost expect it to happen.
Great. When you say they,
we're talking about congressional action, yes.
Yep. Or inaction, depending.
Depending on your point of view, yes. I'm supposed to stay out of the politics of this, so. So what you can do is say, okay, here's some things that we're looking at that we're going to need from an equipment standpoint, or we could use a new truck, a new trailer, a new skid steer, whatever it might be. How much should I spend? What can I buy? One thing that really comes up a lot of times is people say, well, what if I buy a car? Can't I write that whole thing off? No. And that's one thing, if you take nothing else away from this program. As far as vehicle purchases go, there's a cutoff at 6,000 pounds where you get the better first-year depreciation. If it's under 6,000 pounds, which would be more of a passenger car, you don't get a full write-off for that vehicle on that, because there's limitations that IRS has imposed. And when I explain this to people, I say, why do you think insurance salesmen are driving around driving Chevy Avalanches and Cadillac Escalades all the time? Because they're big enough.
And they weigh that.
And they weigh that 6,000 pounds.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation this morning with Kurt Haling, a partner at Albertson Haling CPAs. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Our guest is Kurt Haling, the tax man's
friend.
Defender.
Yeah.
He's the defender against the tax man. And Kurt's a CPA and an owner and a partner in Albertson Haling CPAs. They have an office in Neenah, Menasha, and out on American Drive, and also in Green Bay. We're talking about taxes and year-end planning, but before we continue with Kurt, why don't you just tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. SCORE is a national organization with about 350 chapters around the country. We have an office in Appleton. We service about an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We provide free and confidential mentoring and consulting services for those who would like to start a business or those who are in business. And you can learn more about our SCORE chapter at foxcities.score.org. If you'd like to request a mentoring session, it's free and confidential. You can fill out a request for the request for mentoring on the website, hit the send button, and probably within a couple of days, a mentor will be contacting you, again, to set up a free and confidential session about what you want to talk about in your business and scores for the life of your business. So this isn't just a one-time thing. If you want to have a SCORE mentor or a team of them work with you on your business challenges or your growth, we're here to help serve you and help you grow your company. So with that, we're going to turn back to Kurt Haling, and this is our guest this morning. And, Kurt, you've got something coming up next week, I believe, isn't it, Randy?
Yeah, we're going to have Kurt is going to be our guest speaker mm-hmm. at a seminar in Waupaca. We have it all set up. It's going to be on December the 16th. And Kurt's going to be talking about some of the stuff today that we'll be covering a little bit in that mm-hmm. seminar as well, so you can get kind of a taste for what's going to be happening. As I said, the program, we're doing it as a partnership with CAP Services. It's going to be held in Waupaca at 101 Tower Road, which is the CAP Services office in Waupaca. It's going to be on the 16th from 6 until 8 in the evening, registration at 5:30. We would ask that you are planning to attend, come out, go out to our website, the www.foxcities.score.org, and please register so we know what the numbers are going to be so we can plan on this. It's going to be a very, very good program because we're going to be covering, as I said, what you should know as far as taxes and accounting at for year end. We'll be covering some of the decisions that you need to make. We'll be talking about comparisons of different types of entities that you may or may want to set up as far as LLC or are you a sole prop or what are you doing that way, and then also what you should be looking for when it comes to choosing an accountant. How do you decide who and how do you get your accounting done? So it should be an excellent program. As I said, it is free, but we do ask, please register www.foxcities.score.org.
And Kurt, you've done these for SCORE before in the past. You're pretty good at this.
Yeah, and this will be a lot of fun too. This, some of the things we're going to talk about, you know, on the tax end of it. One of the things we're going to do is kind of run down what are some of the taxes that business owners need to worry about, because we're going to be talking with a lot of people that are just starting up and don't even know, are in a situation a lot of times where they don't even know what they don't know. So, I mean, we're all familiar with the income taxes, the federal, the state, but we're also going to talk about if you're going to have employees, payroll taxes you need to worry about, like Medicare and FICA taxes, unemployment taxes, things like that, or self-employment tax we'll talk about for the sole proprietors and partnerships. We're going to talk about some of the other taxes that are out there, like sales tax, use tax, personal property tax, some of those things that business owners – in the startup stage may not know, or if may know that they're out there but don't know if they apply
they need,
to them
they
or
need
not
to know more about them,
right?
You know,
how does it
rules.
Apply to them, and where does it apply to them, and just touch on at least briefly touch on a lot of those different things just to kind of get people at least familiar with them to the point where they at least know to ask the question when they sit down with their accountant. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to take a look at also how to choose an accountant and not just, you know, hand out my business card and say, choose me. But I'll talk about some of the philosophies behind it. For instance, you know, price obviously is one issue. But, you know, dealing with a CPA firm as opposed to somebody who's a tax preparer who's open for business 3 months out of the year, and then you can't get a hold of them in July or November when you want to talk to them again.
Sure.
And some of those sorts of things as well. And then we're also going to talk about tax entities, and this kind of gets into this tax planning thing again. What's the best entity for your company to be? Or should you be a, you know, by default, if you go into business and don't choose anything else, you're either going to be a sole proprietor, or if you've got two or more people, you're going to be a partnership. And one thing that where people get really confused is they say, well, I'm an LLC. And a lot of times they'll say, congratulations, but what are you for taxes?
Right.
Yeah, because the IRS doesn't recognize it.
The IRS doesn't recognize it. They have a fancy term for it called disregarded entity, which means they don't care.
Loving term.
Yeah. And that means that they don't care if you're an LLC. It still falls back to LLC or partnership, and unless you make an election to be taxed as a corporation, and then, you know, what sort of corporation, a C corporation or an S corporation. And that, so we'll touch on some of the issues that go along with that, and what those all entail and things that you need to worry about, and when to be, some of the things to think about, when to switch to a corporation, when it makes sense, because there are some costs involved with it, but there can be some tax savings as well. So, and that's, you know, when we talk about this tax planning end of it and the year-end tax plan, that's a time when we take a review of, okay, are you still in the right entity that you should be? Should we switch you from a LLC that's a sole proprietorship and make the conversion to an S-corp? Like I say, there's some costs associated with it. There's an additional tax return that's associated with it. But at the same time, those savings can be pretty significant year to year.
Well, I think, Kurt, you've done some seminar presentations for our SCORE chapter in the past. And one of the things that I hear all the time from the folks attending those seminars is that you are very practical and you enjoy questions. So if anybody's listening to the show and they want to attend this program in Waupaca next week on Wednesday night, they can bring their questions to you. It's not just sitting there and listening to a presentation.
No.
Because you want the dialogue.
We want the dialogue. We want the questions that come out. A lot of people sitting there may have the same questions. Some people are more open to asking questions than others. But we want to get that dialogue going.
Right.
And we try to give some real-world examples well. We try not to make this too pie in the sky.
Yep. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break right now. We'll have to come back on the other side. We'll continue with Kurt Haling, a partner at Albertson Haling CPAs. We're talking tax planning at the end of 2015. And you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150. WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're really glad you joined us. We're talking with Kurt Haling, a partner at Albertson Haling CPAs with offices in Appleton and in Green Bay. We're talking year-end tax planning and what to expect in 2016. We'll give out the numbers right now. If you have a question for Kurt, you'd like to ask him a question about planning or something, you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Kurt, we're talking about planning and getting the year-end wound up and wrapped up and then starting for next year. One of the things that seems to come up with a lot of folks is the sales tax, the Wisconsin sales tax. And can you give us a little bit of an overview? Not all counties are the same rate either, are they?
Well, not all counties are the same rate. In fact, there's a lot of news going on earlier in the year about Brown County. Their sales tax got reduced by the 0.5% because of the stadium right up there. So now they're back down to 5%. Winnebago out of game here at 5%. But a lot of actually most of the counties are at 5.5%, where the county has an extra 0.5% sales tax on there. So if you're doing business in any of those counties, you've got to charge that extra 0.5%. And that gets a little bit confusing for people as to when they need to charge that. But if you're going out on site into those counties, you've got to charge it in those counties. Whereas if they're coming to you, for instance, if you've got a retail store or something like that, you charge that the sales tax rate that's in your county. Some of the other things that get a little bit confusing with respect to sales tax is when do you even need to charge it? You know, if you're, for instance, we as a CPA firm with, where our charges are directly with labor, or if you're consulting attorneys, you don't need to charge sales tax in those situations. But if you've got labor that is in any way, shape, or form tied to materials, then you need to charge it not only on the materials, but also on the labor. So for instance, if you take your car to a repair shop, and they've got materials and labor going into your car, you're going to pay sales tax. They're going to charge you sales tax on both the materials and the labor. And that's how it's prescribed out, and that's the general rule. Construction people get into a whole different other set of rules because they have sales tax if they do anything over the counter, but if they're putting anything into real estate, for instance, new house construction or anything like that, they don't charge the homeowner sales tax, but they have to pay what's called use tax to the Menards or whoever they buy materials from, because they're not paying sales tax up front to a retailer like a Menards or whoever the supplier is in that situation. So they have to charge what's called use tax, which is a whole different type of animal on those purchases. So it gets pretty complicated that way. It's probably one of the most complicated areas out there, and in part because there's so many different rules that get into different industries as well. For instance, landscapers it gets really confusing because it's part real estate, but it's also part over the counter. It gets really confusing in their situation.
So they need to get some guidance on
right.
that.
Yeah.
The one that I find most of the time with my clients are people who are offering services, consulting, that type of thing, and sometimes there's a product involved as well. And you mentioned that can get kind of tangled up as to when you do and when you don't charge
right.
the sales tax.
As soon as there's a product involved, then you've got to start charging.
Okay. So like we talked about, if you have a piece of software, that is under sales tax?
The software is taxable for sales tax, and then if you are charging $20 to help install the software, that $20 is also subject to the sales tax.
Right. Okay. So.
But the consulting to use the software and teaching them how to educate them how to use it, is that taxable?
That would fall under a different category.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah,
it is
so.
Confusing.
Right.
And
so
when you got to check.
Right. When we do this, we still get back to the same thing, and that is know your accountant, know your tax preparer,
right.
and know what.
Talk to your accountant.
Talk to your accountant.
Don't
right.
guess.
Right.
Yeah. Kurt,
right.
how do folks get in touch with you?
They can get a hold of us in the Valley at 886-2241, Green Bay 405-8549. We've got our website, albertsonhaling.com, and also we're on Facebook as well, so you can look us up on there, like us on there. We've got a few things on there recently. We'll have the link to this show, for instance, and also we've done an article in the Post Crescent a couple Sundays ago, mm-hmm. and we had a recent article in last month's Insight magazine mm-hmm. as well that we'll have links to yeah. as well.
Just we also want to thank Kurt for his sponsorship of BizTalk. Mm-hmm. Kurt's been a sponsor of BizTalk for a number of years. Your firm has. We want to thank you for that and yep. the continued support you offer to SCORE.
Yeah, very, very quickly, too. If you missed those articles that we mentioned that were in the Post Crescent, for instance, we do archive those on the SCORE Fox okay. Cities website.
What's so you that can website get, again?
That's www.foxcities.score.org. I got it right three times now today.
So. Good job. Kurt, we were talking about this is the time of year we want to do some tax planning. We're going to wrap up 2015, get any loose ends taken care of, and maybe position ourselves for 2016. You have any tips for the listening audience out there in terms of wrap up?
Yeah, there's always something you can be doing. For instance, we talked about, you know, taking a look at your profit and if you need to buy something, and we're making an assumption there that, you know, your company's profitable, things are going well. Even if things didn't go well, there are things that you can do. If for some reason you didn't have a good year, we can take a look at and say, okay, if it's a down year, then maybe we can bring some income into this year, or we don't need to buy something, we push it off till next year. Or maybe we take a look at the retirement side of it. Maybe we take a look at your IRA and we convert part of that to a Roth IRA, pay the tax on it now in a year when you've got lower income, and then you'll never have to pay tax on that Roth IRA again. You know, again, with certain exceptions, but mm-hmm. Certain penalties. But so even if you didn't have a knock it out of the park year, there's still planning steps that you can take. So regardless, there's things that you could and probably should be doing.
Mm-hmm. When in the year, I mean, we're late now, it's almost the end of December, when is it too late to make those adjustments?
January 1st.
January 1st,
okay.
Because at that point, there's nothing else that you can do for the previous year.
Okay.
I shouldn't say nothing else, but there's very little. There's a few things you might be able to do as far as retirement plan contributions and things right. like that, but there's very little that you can do after the first of the year to reduce the taxes. It all goes back to that previous year and from a planning okay. standpoint.
So if you want any deductions in this year, you've got to issue the check before December 31st.
Exactly.
Date the
yeah.
check December
yep.
31st.
Exactly.
Yeah. And in terms of recognizing revenues, are there any strategies there? For example, a company may be having a really good year this year, and they'd be better off to maybe defer the recognition of their revenue till January. So hold the check.
Well, defer the recognition of the revenue, and if you actually have the check, you're supposed to report the check. Now, does that always get done in real world? Maybe not. But if you receive the check, you're supposed to recognize. Now that said, that doesn't mean that you can't call a couple people that owe you some money and say, hey, don't send this check out until January. And that's assuming that you're on what's called a cash base of accounting, which, as the name implies, is cash in versus cash out. If you're on the accrual basis, where it's based on billings versus payables, and you're tracking an inventory, one of the big things you want to take a look at is counting your inventory, making sure you have a good inventory number, and getting that done before the end of the year and having a good inventory number, because at that point you can say, okay, is there any inventory we need to get rid of? Is there anything that's obsolete that should be written off? And we can get those sorts of things taken care of as well. And, you know, when you think about it, that's why companies have inventory reduction sales. They want to get that inventory off the books, not just for the cash flow purposes, but also for the tax end.
Mm-hmm. Are there any strategies for buying equipment just for the deduction? You hear that a lot. I'm going to buy a truck because I need the deduction.
Well, you do it for the deduction because you'd rather get something that you're going to get use out of as opposed to paying Uncle Sam. But at the same time, you don't want to do something just for the deduction because you're not going to be in 100% tax bracket. Mm-hmm. Okay? So to do something just for the deduction doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But if you're looking at something and say, well, boy, I could use a new truck one of these years, or do I buy a skid steer this year or next year, then we can look and say, no, you should probably buy it this year. Mm-hmm. And another thing that comes up is, you know, people buy equipment throughout the year, and then the question comes up, well, should we write it all off this year? And that kind of falls in that same category also. And a couple of factors we take a look at with that is, number one, do you need to write it all off in 1 year as opposed to depreciating it over 5 or 7 or whatever the prescribed method might be? And another item that ties along with that is, did you borrow for it? Because a lot of times we'll try and match up the payments to the purchase of it so that we don't write it all off in 1 year, but you're paying for it over 5. And so now years 2, 3, 4, and 5, you're making payments, but at the same time, you've already used the asset from a deduction standpoint all up front.
So you kind of match up the amortization of the loan to the term of the depreciation schedule of the
vehicle. To a certain degree.
Try to balance that out.
You're not going to be able to match it up dollar for dollar, but to a certain degree you'll be able to match it up somewhat.
You want to try to align it,
right.
Maximize the benefit for the business owner.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, while we're talking about some of these things, you know, with the idea of planning, one of the things that's going to be coming up in 2016 that people should think about, and I hate to bring up the terminology, but we know it's going to be affecting people, and that is the healthcare question. I understand that they're finally going to be getting up to that 50-employee group and so on. How is that going to be affecting your planning?
Well, those companies have actually already been doing a lot of the planning, the ones that we deal with anyway, have been doing a lot of that planning, and the question comes down to, are we going to offer health insurance to all these 50 employees? First of all, calculating, okay, what's a full-time equivalent, which we could do an hour just on what's a full-time equivalent. But basically, companies that have 50 employees or more are going to have to offer insurance to those employees. Whether they take it or not is another issue. But they're at least going to have to offer it or pay the penalty. So we've been working with some of these people, and in a couple of these cases, it's actually more cost-effective to pay the penalty, even though that penalty is not even tax-deductible, whereas the health insurance premiums would be. It's going to be more economical for those owners to pay the penalty. The other thing that comes into play on the individual tax planning side is people that are buying insurance through the marketplace, and what do they put down for their income? You know, especially if they've got a small business that they're working with and they don't know where it's going to fall in. What do they put in that computer system, that program, as far as where their income's going to be? Because you're projecting it out, and what happens is on the back end when you go to do the tax return, it reconciles what did you put in on the front end versus where did your income actually end up. And if it's less, then you get a little bit more of a premium subsidy. If it's more, you get to pay that subsidy back. And a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of these people at these marketplace service centers don't have a clue about this. They're telling people, well, just take what you had last year and put it in.
Mm-hmm.
Or, gee, what do you think it'll be? And let's keep it nice and low to keep your premiums low without having any clue on the back end about the effect of it on the tax end of it.
Good time to ask you again, Kurt. What's your phone number? How can people get a hold of you?
It's 886-2241 in the Valley, 405-8549 Green Bay.
Because this health care, as Randy brought it up, this health care issue is an evolving issue. And in 17, it's going to change again. There are changes every year.
Well, yeah, and in health, you know, the health care planning has turned into tax planning. They're joined at the hip right now with as much as is going through the marketplace right now. So, those are situations where you look at and say, well, gee, it'd be really nice to, you know, we talked about maybe converting some money to a Roth. Well, it'd be really nice to do that. But if you're getting insurance through the marketplace, that counts as income. Now you just raise your premiums. So you got to watch that fine line.
Pretty hard for the layperson anymore today to figure all this stuff out on their own. They really do need a good CPA to do that, to walk through that swamp.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take our last break right here. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking with Kurt Haling this morning. Stay tuned. We'll be finishing up our program in a couple of minutes, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Haling CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Sing a little bit of this working man blues. Well, I keep my nose on the grindstone.
And welcome back to our final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Kurt Haling, a partner at Albertson Haling CPAs, located in Appleton and Green Bay. And Kurt's a great sponsor for Biz Talk. We want to appreciate all the support he gives to our chapter and to our Biz Talk program. And we welcome him once a quarter to come in and talk accounting and tax planning, and certainly invite you to ask questions on the program. But you can also reach Kurt. Again, what's your phone number?
886-2241 in the Valley, 405-8549 in Green Bay.
Good. At this time, I'd like to just say thank you to all the sponsors of BizTalk. We couldn't bring the program to you every weekend without them. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union. They've been a sponsor for a couple of years now. We thank them for that support. Also, Kurt Haling, Albertson Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, that's Sarah DeBruin in Appleton, who focuses just on business law. So if you have a legal question, try to get hold of Sarah DeBruin at Legal Business Edge. Also, Bank First National, they were our guests last weekend, and they're opening their new office out on West Wisconsin Avenue, where the old Paradise Club used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to open that up next month.
It'll be coming up, they're anticipating around January the 17th.
Yep. So watch for that grand opening. We also want to thank Candeo Marketing, Zach Pawlowski over there, for helping to support our BizTalk website at www.biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to some archived programs, please go to biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to those programs again. And finally, we want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly periodical. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to the Business News, for $20 a year, you really should be. It's going to give you a lot of good information about what's going on in the business community, presenting you with some opportunities and some good networking opportunities as well for the success of your business. Well, Kurt, we're wrapping up the show a little bit, and we wanted to talk a little bit about this trend that's coming. Millions of businesses are going to be, they're owned by boomers, and in the next 10 years, there's going to be a lot of transition going on.
There's going to be a lot of transition because a lot of these owners obviously are getting into their 60s and whatnot, and they should be thinking about how are they going to transition the business, who's going to take it over, are they going to be able to sell it to an outside party, to somebody internally, to family, what's going to be the transition there. And we can work with either on the seller side or on the buyer side and help facilitating those transactions. And how to structure those transactions and how to get the most bang for your buck in doing that. Because you only get to sell your business once. So you got to do it right.
Now's the time to start planning.
Exactly.
You don't want to wake up one morning in February and say, I want to sell by the end of the year.
Right.
You want to start planning now. Position
right.
The company.
And occasionally somebody will get approached from the outside and they're not expecting it. And so to have some sort of a strategy, at least in the back of your mind, if you do get approached, that says, hey, you know, here's the situation, here's what we can do, and how do we go forward with this? So having some of those questions answered ahead of time can make that smoother transition.
And those can result in some very serious tax consequences if you don't plan it properly.
Right.
Exactly. For a lot of business owners, that's their nest egg, so you really want to do that right.
Your biz tip.
Biz tip, if you haven't talked to your accountant yet about year-end tax planning, you should. If they haven't contacted you, then you should probably be thinking about getting a different accountant.
What's your phone number?
886-2241 in the Valley, 405-8549 in Green Bay.
And you're selling Christmas trees.
I am selling Christmas trees, and thank you for the moment here. I want to tell everybody the Y Service Club has the tree lot going. It's out at Festival Foods on Northland Avenue. We are open from 9 a.m. to 5 today and tomorrow. It'll be probably the last 2 days of the sale. So we'd ask you to come out. hopefully, we would say come on out today especially. Vicki just gave the weather forecast, which really is going to be lousy tomorrow. So don't put it off. We've got plenty of staff.
I guess another way to put it, if you don't show up this weekend, you probably won't get a tree.
That's the way it works. Yeah, hopefully we'll be out of them by then.
Yeah.
So
it's a great cause. Money goes to the YMCA.
100%.
Supports the community.
So
thanks for all you do on the YMCA program, Randy.
Thank you.
Also, we want to just tell you that next weekend our guest is going to be Ryan Fulcher. He's a SCORE mentor, and he's really good at social media. So if you want to tune in and learn something about social media, tune in next week, and you can call in with questions. We always encourage questions. We don't always get them, but we encourage them.
And with Ryan, his primary area in social media is to look at how do you make money doing it.
Yeah.
So how do you determine whether you have a return on your investment?
And he's got a lot of great connections. So tune in next weekend. Thanks for listening this morning. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.